fun here this day. I'm glad you're along for the conversation. Find out more at SteveGruber.com. SteveGruber.com. You can find articles every day, fast stuff, good stuff. You can go back to the archives, into the podcasts, and dig out interviews you want to hear, commentary you want to revisit. All of it at SteveGruber.com. Let's go to the Common Sense Hotline. Robert in North Carolina right now. Robert is called in at 877-310-9966. Robert, how are you today? Kenneth, that's what I said. Kenneth, that's what I meant to say. Kenneth, how are you?
Hey, how you? I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, I just wanted to express my opinion of Biden's giving $100 to get the jab. There's no amount of money they could offer me to take the jab because I can't be bought off like they are. And there's another thing I want to say about the GOP and the Demon Rat Communist Party. The silent majority is not going to take much more, and we're going to be in their faces. They're going to know that we are here, and we are Americans. We're not racist. We love everybody, but we are not going to take their BS any longer.
Kenneth, greatly appreciate it. I think there are a lot of people that I think there's a lot of people that are fed up, not unlike you are. I don't know how it manifests itself, but I think that it'll certainly manifest itself in the November 2022 elections. But bullying people, pushing people, demanding people comply with these demands of a certain group of elites, I think there becomes frustration and anger, as we heard in Kenneth's voice right there. Jennifer is standing by. Jennifer, what's on your mind?
Thank you very much. Were I in charge, I would demand that the doctors start implementing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine with zinc at the onset of the illness, and I think that would help an awful lot of people. You know, if the Supreme Court would have done the job that they're getting paid to do and listened to all the evidence that people supplied and affidavits that were signed under penalty of law about the election, Donald Trump would be in the White House where he belongs, and none of this would be happening. I'm telling you, the educational system is broken. We've got to get rid of these radicals. They're the ones that are brainwashing the children. And if you'll allow me one more thing, Alex, you're one in a million as a screener.
Yeah.
I hate to see you leave. I shall sorely miss you. And I think it would be lovely, Steve, if you'd give him a nice fat check when he walks out that door.
Me too.
Yeah, him bye too, bye, apparently. Jennifer, thank you very much. It's true. Alex has been the screener here and the born operator and the engineer and the bottle washer and the jack of all trades that makes it all work. Beyond me sitting here, we have a small team, a great team, and Alex, after just shy of 10 years with me, is going back to the farm, and that's perfectly fine. A lot of you know Alex because he's been the call screener for my program for, like I said, going on 10 years. I started, I think, in April of 2012 with this program, and Alex came with me at that time. We've been together ever since, and so it's been a long ride, a good ride. And it takes quality people to do this every day. And I, too, will miss Alex. It's quality people. We don't have people leave very often. And it's not very often in this lifetime you get a chance to work with people that you like and respect and look forward to working with every day. And that's the kind of person that Alex has been for our team for a decade. So, Jennifer, I appreciate you saying what you said there because it's all true. And we, too, will miss Alex. Now, we have a new man coming in. Nathan will be here. He'll be your new call screener. It'll be different. It'll never be the same. But we go forward and we do it proudly. Alex is one of those folks that you don't replace. You just do something different. And there's nothing wrong with that. You do something different. It happens from time to time. And we wish him only the very best. Because being a farmer in America today, because being a farmer in America today, no simple task, as you know. Farms, they face the same challenges of supply chain issues and, you know, relying on the rain and the weather. He has a stronger stomach than I do. I don't know if I could do that. But Jennifer, I appreciate you saying that. Alex, we appreciate all you've done for these many years. We do. And we look forward to seeing you from time to time. But thank you for all that you've done.
It's been a real honor and a real pleasure. And there's not enough words in the dictionary to say how, even the good and bad ones, how great it's been to work here.
And all that time, your microphone worked.
That's what I was, Steve. I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. Alex, I'll miss you too, man, from the TV side.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. You too.
So, all that time, Will, his microphone worked. He just would never say anything, which is okay. One other thing I can say about Alex, and what I have always appreciated, is he's been willing to hold me accountable and say, well, you know, I don't necessarily, he'll send me texts and so forth during the program. I don't necessarily agree with you on this. You might want to think about that. He would send me good articles to consider. I think he'll still do that. But he would hold me accountable. And that's part of what has been the success here, is we are willing to hold each other accountable. Ivy will hold me accountable. We have a small team. And that's what real friends are. People that can look you in the face and say, you know what, I think you're wrong about this, without being worried about it destroying a friendship or a relationship, because, you know, you have enough respect for the people that you say, you know what, I can listen to that, I can accept that. And so we went down a lot of different paths with little, different conversations and different thoughts because of the team that we have here. So, Alex, fly straight, best wishes, my friend. We truly mean that. Let's see here. We're not done for the day. I had planned to do that later in the program, but Jennifer, well, she teed it up for me, and so there it is. This part of the program brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. You can find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com if you want to lose weight and feel better. Go to GruberHealth.com. It's free to look, by the way. It doesn't cost you anything. And right now, if you buy one, you can get one half off. You can get a 20-day program half off if you buy the first 20-day program. And if you're looking for great gear for men, Muskox is the place to go. An American company making great clothing for you. Go Muskox.com. Put in the promo code Gruber. Put in the promo code Gruber. You will save 15% site-wide. And we'll just take a quick break. We'll be right back.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call